You're listening to Welcome to Eloma, a podcast for highly ambitious dreamers who get shit done. I'm your host, Kylie Peters. This is a space where we talk about defining success for yourself. So I have a lot to say about this, and I'll use this episode to talk a little bit about my experience and how I came to create what is now known as the DNA of Success framework. So for anybody who hasn't heard my story yet, at the beginning of 2021, I was running my digital marketing agency, my digital content marketing agency called Brainchild Studios. And we were entering into our fifth year of business. And I was determined to be what I'm calling, quote unquote, wildly successful. And for me, in my mind, at least at that time, that meant a bigger team, seven figures or higher in revenue. Well, seven figures would have been enough. Just a bigger team, bigger everything, right? Just all of the things, bigger everything, because that's what success is or was, right? And I considered myself to be somewhat successful. And so therefore, that's what I needed to accomplish. So that's how I started the year. And then a couple weeks into the beginning of that year, I was presented with an opportunity that essentially, I believe, meant that I needed to start Ray 9 then and at that time, when I had not expected to start it for a couple of years. The idea to start Ray 9 had come to me in September of 2020 after the passing of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but I had decided I'm going to wait a couple years to start that. And then a few weeks into 2021, that completely changed. And I was like, well, okay, I guess we're going to start it now. And I thought it was fun. I loved doing that. I love doing this work. And there's a reason why I'm doing it full time now. But I ended up straddling both of those businesses for all of 2021, trying to scale Brainchild and build Ray 9. And truthfully, I just loved the work I was, personally, I loved the work I was doing at Ray 9. And so I really wanted to dive into that, but I was still building this company and I had all these people and all these clients and all these things. And at the end of the year, I crashed and I burned hard. Like, I think there's a very good chance I'm probably still recovering from that burnout. But it was not good. And anybody you've talked to about burnout, they have similar stories. But what I had realized was I spent the whole year chasing someone else's definition of success. That wasn't actually my definition of success, because I realized even if I had accomplished all of those things, which I didn't, because I had spent the year so frazzled. But even if I had accomplished all of those things, I wouldn't have actually been happy. It wouldn't have actually given me the life that I had wanted. It might have given me a couple extra accolades and feathers in my cap, so to speak, but I wouldn't have actually been happy. And I then realized that, you know, what I really wanted to do was I wanted to help women small business owners build better business backends and build greater business value. And I wanted to help them build companies that would change their lives and hopefully, potentially, the lives of people around them. Because what I realized was so oftentimes we have a skill set and we want to own our time and we want to be our own boss. And so we start a company and we say, okay, well, I know how to do this thing. I'm going to do this thing and hopefully someone will pay me money to do this thing. And then I'll own my time. I'll get to be my own boss and all these things. Well, if that goes well, then somebody starts paying you to do that thing. And then more people start paying you to do that thing. And then you realize you're going to tap out. And then you come to a choice, right? You either decide you're going to be a solopreneur, you're going to continue to do it all on your own, or you're going to hire other people to help you do it so that you can make more money. And then you start to, and if you choose that path, then you start to move into the path of truly business owner, where you own a business where other people are working for you and helping you to make money. And now you're managing them and you're training them and you're developing them. And now we're talking about developing leaders and all of these things. And then after a while, we start to get to the point where we're like, oh, well, I'm no longer actually doing the thing that I started the business doing because I like to do that thing. But now I manage other people who are doing the thing that I no longer do. And now people wish that I was doing it, but I'm not doing it. And I don't want to actually be managing people. So what am I doing? And we get to this point where we're like, what am I doing? I'm running a business that I didn't even want to do in the first place? Like, this isn't what I wanted. And I believe that that's because many of us have not actually taken the time to define what success looks like before we start taking action, before we start making movements. And so for me, once I gained this clarity, I reverse engineered the way that I got there. And I built this framework that I call the DNA of success to help other people define success for themselves and then align their businesses and or career to their personal definition of success. Because I believe that in order to live the lives that we desire, we need to make business personal, because business is all about people. It is. Like, at the end of the day, it's all about people. And we need to make business personal if we're going to live the most fulfilling lives, honestly. So I want to talk a little bit about the DNA of success in this framework for the rest of this episode. So there are four steps, and it's taken me a couple years to like lock down what I hope and I believe to be the easiest way to digest this content. But here's the framework. The framework is four steps, and it's the acronym is SELF, S-E-L-F. So the first is significance. The second is energy. The third is leadership, and the fourth is facts. And if you take a look at the framework itself, the visual of it, it looks a little bit like the intersection of a DNA strand. Like if the intersection of a DNA strand had a baby with an hourglass, that's what this framework looks like. So significance, this is really focusing on, so again, we're going to go through the personal side of things, and then I'll also share how this aligns on the business side of things. But as you walk through this, and if you choose to do any of this work, go through this all for yourself first. Don't worry about the business. Don't just put it aside. Just as you as an individual go through all these questions and then go back through it and talk about it as the business. So for you as an individual, when it comes to significance, our big question here is like, what is your significance? What is your personal purpose? Why are you here? What are you meant to do as a human being, right? Now, when it comes to the business side of things, the questions we ask there is, what is the purpose of the business? Some people call this the vision. Some, if you're not a business owner, you know, this is, what is the purpose of your role? What is the significance of your department, et cetera? So that's significance. And we talk about that. And, you know, you can also use this framework for decision-making. So we can also ask, like, what is the significance of this decision, right? And does it align with my purpose? And if the answer is yes, then go for it. And if the answer is no, then it's probably a no. The Accelerator is exactly what you've been looking for. If you're either an executive woman ready to leave corporate and start your own thing, but don't know where or how to get started, or you're an existing woman small business owner and you're ready to level up your business, we've built a one-of-a-kind six-month training program with over a dozen industry experts that took me nearly a decade to assemble, and I am delivering this to you on a platter. I have lost hundreds of thousands of dollars and months of wasted time and energy over the last decade by not having these resources available to me. And I want to change the way women are running their businesses so they can make more money faster with less anxiety and fewer unreliable partners, which is why we built the Accelerator. It's time to level up and make sure you're leveraging your business to support the life you want to be living personally, professionally, and financially. Learn more at RixAccelerator.com. The second step is energy. So this step talks a lot about how we should be spending our time and energy, both as a human being, as well as in the work we do. And I really think that there should be more time and energy spent on talking about time and energy, specifically energy within our lives, because we have a finite amount of energy. And if we do things that continuously drain us, then we don't get as much done and we're not as productive in life and work. But if we take the time to understand ourselves and understand what lights us up and understand what gives us energy, our output can be significantly greater in a shorter period of time. So I really believe that it's important to understand what drives and drains your energy. So the main questions that we ask here as a human being, personally, how should you be spending your time and energy? What matters most to you? What drives and drains your energy? So this is a great opportunity to talk about your values, personal values. I think personal values are also really important because without getting clear on what our personal values are, it's very difficult to understand if something violates them or if it aligns with them. And oftentimes when we find ourselves in positions of angst, anxiety, frustration, whatever it might be, it's usually because something is violating one of your personal values. But when we don't know what our personal values are, we don't have the language to be able to identify what is being violated. And therefore, it makes it much more difficult to actually solve the problem and name the problem and find a solution. And the same thing happens for your business, right? So when we talk about the business side of things, the questions we're asking here are, what should your business or your role or your department be spending its time and energy on? And what problems should it be solving and for who? So we talk about all of that from the business side of things. And again, talking about your business values is important here for all the same reasons I just said for the personal side of things. Getting really clear on your audience and understanding the problems that you solve, because you shouldn't be solving all the problems. That's ridiculous. It's a crazy amount of work to do. But you should get really, really good at solving a couple and be really clear about how you do it and who you do it for and the way that you go about it. And so that's where we talk about from an energy standpoint. And again, from a decision-making standpoint, when we're talking about like, should I engage in XYZ activities, I would ask you, like, does this drain or drive your energy? And if the answer is it drains it, then maybe you shouldn't be doing it. Maybe it should be delegated, or maybe you should just say no. And if it drives your energy and you have the time and space and capacity to take it on, then by all means, absolutely go for it. The third step is leadership. So this is focusing on what you want, both personally as well as within the organization or your business, and the roadmap to how you're going to make it happen. So we talk about what do you want, what's the roadmap you're going to derive to make it happen, and then how are you going to lead yourself and or your team to making that a reality, to bringing that roadmap to fruition. So the questions that we ask here are personally, what do you want? How are you going to make it happen? And well, how are you going to lead yourself to make those goals come to fruition? And here we talk about things, I say like, what do you want personally, financially, and professionally? So personally, we're talking about all kinds of things, right? So oftentimes we think about things. So that might be like a house, that might be a boat, that might be a car, that might be a vacation home, that might be whatever it is. But often we should also be thinking about experiences. What experiences do you want to have? Do you want to travel? Do you want to work 20 hours a week? Do you want to be at every soccer game? Do you want to climb Mount Kilimanjaro? Like, what experiences do you want to be collecting? What about state of being? How do you want to be mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually? How do you want to be? So think about things and experiences and the people you want in your life and the way you want to be, state of being. And then financially, what milestones or benchmarks do you need to hit in order to make those personal things come true? Because now we all know that the most important things in life are free, but many of them still cost money. So we need to make money. And for most of us, the way that we make the majority of our money is through our professional lives. So then the third step there is like, what professional benchmarks and milestones do you need to hit in order to make the financial benchmarks and milestones happen so that you can live the life that you want? And then when it comes to the business side of things, that's your business goals, right? So what business goals are you looking to hit? What does that timeline look like? Break that down into actionable, reasonable, smart goals, right? To accomplish those things. And then make sure that you're communicating that with your team, right? If you have a team, but likely it's not just you. So make sure that you get clear on what that is and then communicate that with your team so that everybody's on the same page and then you hold each other accountable. And then again, what, from a decision-making standpoint, what outcome do I want and what needs to be true in order to make this happen? So I think that there's a lot of opportunities there to make sure that you're making decisions that are really intentional and align with the things that you want for yourself. And then the last step is facts. So this is talking about what do you need or what do you need to know. These are the hard and cold facts. There's not a lot of emotional, a lot of emotion in this section of things. We're usually talking about dollars and resources and maybe time here. So what kind of time do you need to accomplish these things? What financial things do you need? Assistance or bandwidth or runway? What resources, technologies, people, automations, whatever it might be, to make these things happen? And this is a good opportunity to take a step back and reflect and ask questions and get curious. So personally and professionally, on both sides, the questions that you want to ask are, what do I know? What do I need to know? What resources do I have? What resources do I need? And what is available, so that you can start to identify whatever gaps might exist and start to fill those in. And let me just offer a friendly reminder here, because a lot of us, I'm assuming the people listening here, are type A control freaks like me. I highly recommend the book Who Not How by Dan Sullivan and Dr. Benjamin Hardy, because they wrote literally an entire book on the beautiful idea of delegation. So often we think that we're the only people that can do things, and we put all this pressure on ourselves. And oftentimes that's just not true. And many times there's actually somebody else that could probably do it better than we can. And we need to get out of our own way. Because again, we only have so much time and so much energy. We need to be really mindful of the way that we're using that. So just something to think about that. And then again, in your decision-making process, questions to ask yourself: what do I know? What do I need to know? What resources do I or we have available to us? What resources do we need? And what is available? So what do you have? What do you need? What's available? What are those gaps, right? And so as you go about this, I want you to think about the alignment of these things. So again, if you were to go to our website, you'll see the DNA of Success framework. But think of this as kind of like a multi-layered Venn diagram, right? So for each one of these sections, you're going to talk about the significance or purpose for you as an individual and the work you do. And the goal there is to find an overlap, right? Same thing for your time and your energy, and then the time and energy you're spending to make money, right? So what is the overlap there? Where's that sweet spot? In terms of what you want and what your business wants, making sure that those two things are aligned, like what's the overlap there? And then in terms of what do you know, what do you need to know, resources, et cetera, what is the overlap? Like what is the common denominator? What should you really be focused on prioritizing? So just a few things to think about. It took me a long time to think through how I thought that this should be organized. And it's gone through multiple different iterations in an effort to try to streamline the concepts and make it easier to remember. So I really hope that that's helpful for you. And again, our goal in doing this is because we believe that business is human, and humans are the most important part of business. And we need to make business personal, because we spend so much of our lives working to afford lives that we want to live. So we should be keeping that in mind in terms of all of the things that we do. And we should be really intentional about all of the decisions we're making. So if this framework is of interest to you, I would love to chat with you about it. And there's also a number of different ways that we use this. So if you're interested, if you're a woman business owner and you'd like to reset, realign, pivot, or level up your business, or even if you're just starting and you want to do it quote unquote the right way, check out the Accelerator program. You can learn more about that at rixaccelerator.com. We have January and July cohorts that launch each year. We also have the CEO hotline. So if you are interested in working with me one-on-one, we do some of this DNA of success work in all of the work that we do to make sure that you are defining success for yourself and being honest in how you're building your business to support the life that you want. So there's multiple packages and opportunities to work with me directly, no matter what stage of your business you're in. And we work on a lot of building business value. For some people, we help them prepare for exit planning. But for the most part, it's a lot of strategic business identification and work. And then I also do a lot of speaking engagements and workshops on the DNA of success. So if that's of interest, please let me know. You can learn more about all of the things that I just talked about at rainix.com. That's rainix.com. Please feel free to reach out to me directly at kylie@rainix.com. Set up some time to chat. You can also learn more by signing up for our newsletter at rixnewsletter.com, or please reach out and connect with me on LinkedIn. Just introduce yourself, say how you found me, and I would love to connect with you on LinkedIn. You can find me there. So thank you so much for listening, and I hope the DNA of success serves you well. If you're interested in asking me questions about running your business, but you're working on a budget and only need a teeny tiny bit of handholding right now, check out the CEO Hotline. This is an online community that I'll be managing on a weekly basis, answering questions about running your business. And then we'll have a monthly live Q&A where I'll answer whatever questions you have in real time. Learn more at rixceohotline.com. To continue learning how to better build your business and make your vision a reality, subscribe to the Welcome to Eloma email list at welcometoeloma.com.